Hello, my name's Matthew Guy, and I live in Leeds, which is in the north of England. Although I live with my partner only 2.5 miles, 3 kilometres outside the centre of the city, we actually have 4 chickens that live at the bottom of our garden. I decided I'd record something that I do every day, that's putting the chickens to bed. This was recorded on the 6th of May. To discuss living a simpler life, even in the city, go to my website at www.downshiftme.com. That's www.downshiftme.com. There's a regular podcast coming soon. I hope you enjoy this little snippet of my life. Right, so this is an attempt to record chicken bedtime. It's just about to get dark. It's about 9 o'clock in May. And the chickens are still out in the run. But hopefully, once I open up the side door and they realise that I'm inside, they will hopefully walk up the ramp and come inside and go to bed. That scrabbling noise means that the first one's in. That's Julia. Go on, up you go. That's number one up on the roost, on the perch. Number two's just come in, which is Lillian. Come on, Lillian. But number three, come Marjorie. Also needs to come inside. Oh, and there she is. So I've got one on the perch and two down on the ground, although they're inside. I'll nip into the run. And shut the pop hole and take away the ramp so that they are safe from foxes or any other predators when they're off the ground. Safe from rats, which apparently is another big problem. Okay, so I've got two on the front perch and one on the back perch. You're being antisocial, Lillian. That's going to be musical perches, I think, in a minute. Right, night night, girls. They're all settled in that side. And I've just got to put the final one away, who's in isolation. Not because she's ill or anything, but because she's a bully. Aren't you, Peggy? She's already got inside, actually, while I was putting the other ones to bed. So I'm just shutting her away. Unfortunately, she's bullied the other chickens, and so we're giving them a bit of a break by putting her in her own run in isolation, which she doesn't like very much, but hopefully she'll realise that there's a reason she's being punished. And there we go. Easy peasy, shutting the chickens away for the night.